This morning, I have the pleasure of interviewing Ashish Mehrotra from Microsoft Singapore. Good morning, Ashish, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Phil. How are you?
Let's start off, if we could, please. Could you tell me a little bit about your role at Microsoft?
Yeah, sure, Phil. So I lead the Microsoft APAC real estate and the facilities portfolio. And as you mentioned, I'm based in Singapore. So my role covers the full spectrum of RENS lifecycle, which starts from strategy to transactions to managing the projects, and lastly, the facility operations. So that's broadly what my role is.
Great, great. And I know that in the project we're going to talk about, you started out with an ambition to apply digital twin technology and use that in the Microsoft real estate portfolio. Could you tell us a little bit about the goals? What goals did you have at the start of the project?
Sure. So in Microsoft, Phil, we've been on this journey of digital transformation in our office spaces from past 3 to 4 years. And in this process, we've been generating and collecting a lot of data in our office spaces. And there's also a realization that a lot of this data is sitting idle and it's not really creating a real value for us. And so that is one thing which we were looking at when we're thinking about this project, that how do we get this data into a structured format which can be then easily be used by the stakeholders. And the other thing which we were pretty keen on, that how we get all this data from different sources. I mean, we're generating data from BMS system, we are generating data from a lot of sensors. We have IoT sensors within our office space. So how do we get all this data into a single platform, which is a dynamic platform and which should be able to then give us the data, and we should be able to extract the data in the format in which we want so that it is easy for the stakeholders to view and then derive benefit from it. So that was the background, which when we were looking at this project, basically trying to consolidate the data into one platform and then visualize the data in the way we want to.
Okay, great. So, breaking down the silos between different sorts of data, and I guess really getting more value out of data that's already there is kind of the key things.
Correct, absolutely.
Yeah, great. And I know that for the particular Singapore campus, that was this pilot project. So, could you tell us a bit about the specifics of that project in Singapore and what you actually carried out there?
So in Singapore, we are in a leased building and we lease 6 floors in a building. And what we have done, based on what I just explained in terms of what we wanted to achieve in this project, we created a digital twin for this leased space using the Open Cities Planner from Bentley. And we are now with this able to create a real-time actionable view of the data, right, which is being currently used by our operations team. And this data set is related to different use cases, right, starting from the occupancy, then the employee well-being, and then also we are able to look at a lot of actionable insights from the mechanical and electrical systems which we have installed in this building. So and with that, what we've also been able to do is extract data from the landlord BMS, and that is something which we were never able to do it earlier, because most of the leased offices, the landlord controls all the data, and the data sits in their BMS system. So we've been able to pull the data related to our office space in this digital twin, so which is now the facilities team is able to also review and view that data and derive benefit from that and look at the operational performance.
That's very interesting. So it's not just the silos of data within your organization, it's also across organizations because of the owner and their BMS system and so on. Very interesting. And from a technology perspective, all that data came together in the Open Cities Planner environment. Were there any other pieces of technology involved? How did you visualize that data?
Yeah, so Open Cities Planner integrated with Microsoft technology of Azure IoT, and we are also generating a lot of dashboards using Microsoft Power BI.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, very good. So it came together on place, super. And you know, what's the end user experience? What does it feel like to the end user?
Oh, amazing, amazing. So when we were discussing this, and it was not easy, right? This was something which was tried for the first time by us. So we debated a lot and created almost 20 use cases, operations piece. And now with all these use cases where we are able to look at real-time dashboards of the data which we wanted to see, and also 3D visualization of some of these things, which is really helping our facilities team then to correlate the data, right? So what happens is that when you only look at the BMS data, it is able to give you what's happening, but you're not able to really find the root cause of why things are happening, right? So now people are able to correlate the data and then see the cause of the issues also.
Great. So the combination of the 3D and the visualization is what kind of made it work. Yeah. Okay, very good, thanks. And so, you know, you've had this pilot project and it sounds like it's been pretty successful. What are your thoughts about the future? Where would you like to go from here?
So one thing which I believe is that moving forward, if we are able to simulate the environments, right? And when I say simulate the environments, is ability to see the performance of our spaces with different scenarios would be a great thing to do in the future. I think that is one thing which I feel should be future looking. And then from Microsoft perspective, what we've done is implemented it on a small scale in a leased office space, right? We would love to take it further and see how we can use this in our own spaces where we own and control also the high side of infrastructure. And that's where I think the more benefits would lie, and that's where we can move to.
Very interesting. Yeah. So looking forward is looking as well as looking backwards, using simulation to look forward, and then having, you know, more access to the richer environment that you have in your own offices. Very interesting. Yep. Okay, great. So I'm sure you learnt a lot along the way, and I remember working on this project. We learnt a lot together. What kind of advice would you give to others who might be thinking about embarking on this kind of a digital twin approach for their campus?
So I can talk about my learning, Phil, here, right? So I think the first thing here is that we need to plan early, right? When we start, when I say plan early, start right from the design phase of the project, right? Ensuring that all your design is done in BIM, on BIM models, right? So that you're able to easily then extract and pull the data. One more thing which we learned is that clarity also at early stage, that how are we going to pull all this data into one single platform, right? When you work in a large project, we work with a lot of different vendors, there are a lot of different contracts. Then having clarity in those contracts that how we will be ultimately able to pull all that data from different sources into one single platform. So that is something which I would say is important. Also say that if we are looking to implement it in a lease environment, then we need a lot of coordination and help with the landlords, right? So thinking about our lease documents, ensuring that how we can incorporate some new clauses in our lease, which gives us that an ability in the lease itself to be able to request or ask the landlord to share the data for our lease space. That is also critical, I think, what we've learned in this project. And lastly, I would say that we've created a cart, which is great, but we need wheels to run this cart. And by that, what I mean is that we need to also train our operators, which are mostly our IFM partners, to be more trained to work and manage digital environments. And this is one thing I think I would say that we need to all focus and see that how do we take that to next step.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, some really good advice there. Thank you very much. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ashish. I really learned a lot about your projects. Thank you for sharing your insights on the business side, the contractual side, and the technology side, and the end user side. Really great to hear. So thank you again, and appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Phil. My pleasure.
Yay!